Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beautiful day in Boston, and it just got a little brighter because Ted Johnson's shirt entered the room this 96-degree day. That is a flashy shirt you got there.
You like this?
I do.
I've gone to my dentist today. I've gotten my hair cut, and I had people just commenting about my shirt.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I wore a good one today.
I'm taking a page out of your book. I told the boys on Monday. I bought a shirt for the vacation that's got pink flamingos on it. I feel like I'm dabbling toward the Ted Johnson style. So we'll see how it goes.
I can totally see that.
Yeah.
You got to get just throw the New Balance shoes out and get you some nice flip-flops. Some nice
That was part of the discussion. I ordered some Hey Dudes. What do you think of those? Those little slip-on, whatever those are considered.
Wait, what's it called?
They're like... Are they loafers, Dan Ball?
You
or are they
them Hey Dudes?
That's the company.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll hook you up. I got a.
You got a guy? Teddy's got a guy.
You know what? I don't know. Try the Hey Dudes. Let me see.
Okay.
It's got to be better than your seventh grade New Balance shoes.
Jeez, they're not New Balance. They're Hokas.
Okay.
This feels like bullying. Melissa Sullivan. This just turned into bullying on the air. I'm gonna file a ticket with some website somewhere.
Good luck.
Please get back to me within the next 6 weeks about my bullying issue here. WEEI Afternoons. It's 3:00. Ted's got a bright shirt. He's taking shots at me, and it's time for the 3-point stance.
319!
Ready!
319!
319, shut up!
Yeah, there you go!
What's up?
Shut
up! It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastor now! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or you wear 7th grade shoes, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all 7s at 617-777-7777. As it is 3:00 here on WEEI Afternoons, we have two hosts and a very special guest, my man Stiz, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports. Each host and Stiz will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each. Our order is Andy Hart, then Ted Johnson, and then my man Stiz. Andy, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
I am, even though I'm reading the comments in the Twitch chat, which is continuing the bullying online. Cyberbullying as well as real-life bullying. It's just, it hurts, guys. But yes, I'm ready.
Good work out of our Twitch audience, and your 60 seconds start now.
Okay, so this, I really just came to an epiphany, and it's the last couple days. It's Alex Cora. It is Tom Thibodeau. It is Marco Sturm. It is looking at the world of sports, not so much football, where I still think that's a little bit different because Mike Vrabel's running the show in Foxborough. Being a coach now kind of stinks, or a manager in baseball, basketball, or hockey, because you are stuck. You're stuck in the middle between management and star players. Joe Mazzulla, let's look at him. Who sets the tone for the Boston Celtics? It's Brad Stevens. He took over for him, the three-point, all that crap, Brad Stevens. Mm-hmm. But who do you also have to keep happy? You have to keep Jason Tatum happy or you'll be out of a job. Tom Thibodeau learned that because the vets, oh, he pushed the vets too hard in New York. So despite winning 50 games and going to the Eastern Conference Finals, he's out of a job. Marco Sturm, you know why he has the job? Because he agreed to do what Don Sweeney tells him to do with this team. Just like Alex Cora does what Craig Breslow tells him to. When did we lose the ability as coaches and managers to actually coach and manage? They're yes men. Yes men to their star players, yes men to their bosses, their pawns in a game. I would not want to be a manager or a head coach right now. It's a terrible job. You can't win, Rock.
Wow.
I nailed the hell out of that one. Didn't even know where it was going
when I
started.
I'm biting my tongue. Got thoughts. Biting the tongue.
You always have thoughts. You say I always have thoughts and always have something to say. I've noticed you always have thoughts and something to say, too.
I do.
That's why we're on the radio.
I was going to say, you guys have 4 whole hours to share your thoughts 5 days a week. All right, so we'll put a pin in Ted's thoughts. Well done, Andy. Good job.
Thank you.
Bubba.
You battled through the bullying and the adversity to put out a pretty good 3 points.
Put your head down and go.
All right, Ted, your turn. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bud. Sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I said that with a question mark, like Ron Burgundy.
I usually don't go second, and I was all fired up to hear Stiz's.
This is like the Red Sox order. They move guys around. Now Ted's not comfortable.
Let's go. Boom, hit it.
We are shuffling the deck today. Your 60 seconds begin right now.
So the NBA Finals start tonight between the Indiana Pacers and the OKC Thunder, and I am very excited about this.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because there's both teams, you see a lot of energy. They push the ball up and down. Great defense. High energy teams. And I looked at the ages of both of these teams for OKC and Indiana. And you might be surprised to find out that both of these teams that are in the NBA Finals, and this runs contrary to what most people say about teams making it to the NBA Finals, is that they're both in the top five as youngest teams in the NBA. The OKC Thunder, second youngest team in the NBA, with an average age of 24.7 years old. The Indiana Pacers are just a little bit, 1 year older, in 25.7. That makes them in the top five. Do you know where the Celtics are in average age for their roster, comparatively speaking to the other teams?
Bottom third.
They are well into the bottom third. They are the third oldest team in the NBA at 27.4. Also, one thing that people might find interesting, I characterize shooting a bunch of threes as kind of lazy basketball. Another thing I characterize as lazy basketball is not getting to the line. The Celtics are the worst team at getting to the free throw line. They rank 30th out of 30 teams in free throw attempts in the regular season. The Celtics got to get younger, big man, this offseason if they want to keep up with these young teams.
Whoa, put a pin in that. Ted Johnson just told me a team to get better needs to get younger. Interesting. We'll revisit that point in a minute, Dan Ball.
Let me guess, Andy, you have thoughts.
I have many.
So to recap, Ted has thoughts on Andy's three-point stance. Andy has thoughts on Ted's three-point stance.
Yeah.
And I am just going to go out there and guess, knowing what Stiz is about to talk about.
Ugh.
You guys will both
Let me just shoot this right into my veins, Stiz. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead. You get your three-point stance going, and I'll sit here, man.
You ready, brother?
Yeah. I'm ready, Daniel.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
All right. Well, as Pablo Torre has been on this this media tour, this press run about somebody else's dating life, one man had the courage to speak to power
about
that.
Bill.
I know, but let's talk about that, because I didn't feel like I was doing that. I was questioning the story more than the journalism. But I think that was probably my disconnect with it, was you were doing real journalism. That's the point of your show. My thing was, I thought it was stupid.
Which part?
Well, just like Belichick, like ultimately he's a guy in his mid-70s. I guess he's never coaching in the NFL again at this point. He's dating this 24-year-old. And it kind of feels like he's lost the steering wheel a little bit.
That's right. I am team Bill Simmons.
Really?
You are doing the most, Pablo Torre. You're taking cross-country flights to go to some random house in Winthrop that Bill Belichick may or may not have stayed at. Is this journalism or is this the Inquirer or the Sun or the Daily Mail? All right? Enough, Pablo Torre. Put it to rest. Let Bill Belichick live his life.
Wow.
Is it me or did Bill Simmons back down faster than Will Fleming?
Time.
He pulled a Will Fleming, and he was like, whoa, I didn't mean what I said the other day.
It was also like his
kind Love of, you, Will.
His point, his counterpoint was like, you're
bullying him.
He's weak. No. The story. You know, the story is a freaking good story.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a worthwhile story.
Yeah, it is.
Bill Simmons is just friends with Bill and doesn't want to say that. And so he's really protecting Bill, but he doesn't have the chutzpah to actually admit that to Pablo Torre.
And the story has evolved beyond 70-year-old man with 20-year-old girl.
Yeah.
That is now sort of just like the background information to all the details of Hard Knocks and North Carolina and interviews and books and muses and all of that. Like, that's kind of the everybody accepted that at some point a while ago, right? It's the details now that people are, like, sucking up salaciously. Go ahead, Dan Ball.
Oh, figure you might want to continue. We have on the table today.
I'm not talking about this.
Oh,
there she is.
Oh, I guess we are moving on then. Jordan. Sorry, Jordan.
I really haven't seen her in a while, though. Is that
interesting?
She's really gone dark.
After the CBS?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
We're not talking about this. No, you're not, honey.
No, she's still, like, reposting some things on Twitter, retweeting people.
But she doesn't actually. But have there been photos? Has there been anything sort of like.
That was the watershed moment. That was where Bill said, you know what? Well, you just sit over here. You know what I mean? Just have a seat over here.
Well, we haven't seen her, but then Shannon Crowder said, well, she orchestrated the whole pivot interview.
No,
and
but then he
only
said
to walk
she
it back.
Didn't. Come on, Dan Ball.
Yeah, he did.
Don't get caught up in the narrative that other people are forcing upon
just
you.
Just radio sensationalism. Yeah.
He admitted he misspoke. And
yes.
That they're truly in love. That's a couple in love.
It's a beautiful couple.
His eyes didn't see what they saw. God bless him.
No,
So on the table, being a coach right now, not the greatest spot to be. What happened to coaches who actually coach, says Andy Hart. The Celtics need to get younger in order to compete in 2025-26. And then Stiz is all team Bill Simmons on his beef with Pablo Torre. Everybody had thoughts about everybody, so let's kind of work through all of them. Ted, on Andy's three-point stance about coaching, what do you make about the state of coaching in 2025 across professional sports?
Look, I think there's Andy's he's right to a certain degree. I mean, I think the coaches are more neutered. I think they have less and less power in say, and I think it's pretty easy to kind of point to where that started changing, and that was when analytics started becoming a thing.
Yep.
And now it was, and a lot of these billionaire owners that don't know if a football is pumped or stuffed, they believe in their analytics guys and all of their data-driven guys, and so that's in their businesses. So they think it transfers to sports, and so they hire these big departments of analytics, and that is just going to take away less of the decision-making from these coaches in all sports, I think. I think you've even seen it in the NFL. And I think part of it, too, is if teams kind of create this culture where you're not really sure who's making the decisions, it's hard to kind of blame one person, so you just blame everybody, and no one really has to take all the bullets. I think that's another kind of way in why it's trending this way.
The first person I thought of, and I do think football coaches still have the most ability to just coach because it's a harder sport and there's more things, you know, you can't send down information from up above. But the first person I thought of was your guy, Bill Parcells. Remember the famous, if they want you to cook the dinner, they should at least let you shop for the groceries.
Yeah.
I feel like coaches now, like Alex Corus should say, I understand you're bringing me the groceries, but just let me cook the dinner. Stay out of my kitchen. You handed me the groceries. Let me just, that's where we are. They don't even let you make the dinner anymore. There's like looking over your oh, you're putting salt in there? No, I wouldn't put less salt, a little more pepper, no more salt. And that must be so infuriating for guys.
Well, it can work both ways, though, you guys, don't you think? I mean, you got if you're the head coach and you want to have all the power, well, then the buck's going to stop with you.
Sure.
But if you say, hey, that decision to go for it on fourth down, that was from my guy ups, and you don't make it, then you can – you know, you can basically say, well, I'm not going to lose my job over it because.
But you will eventually. I'd rather have the buck stop with me and know that I actually made the decision. Like, if I'm Alex Cora, I'd like to know, I pulled Garrett Crochet because my gut and my eye and my whatever, my feel for my team said, pull Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, let my downfall be based on decisions I made.
I'm going down my way, right? Right, Frank Sinatra? Do it your way. And if you fail, then okay, you tried to do it your way. But the public isn't, some of the public hates Alex Cora because they think he's screwing everything up, right? They're not blaming Breslow. Now, some are blaming Breslow, too. Like, the you've divided the masses. I would rather go down my way.
So are you guys gut instinct coaches for when it comes to managing baseball? You like a manager that leads with his gut instinct? Because that's what you're basically saying. I mean,
no.
All these data and information, it's what justifies making these decisions in games. If you throw out the data and you just go with your gut instinct, then it's all on you.
No, because I think a good coach uses the data. Like, reads it, is aware of it, but then adjusts it to day, situation, details. Like, has the background information. Oh, you know, so-and-so, Tanner Houck, the third time through, has really been bad for a month and a half.
It's a tool to help aid in the decision-making.
It's a scouting report.
But it doesn't, a la Garrett Crochet, 85 pitches, make the decision
right.
Black and white. Nothing changes it.
On a night when the bullpen is toast and you're really not set up for it.
Because data doesn't really take in context or circumstances or emotions or anything like that,
right.
I say as the data guy on this show. But it is the truth.
Can I throw out another example or reason for the decline in power for coaches?
Yes.
Money.
Yeah.
Players making so much money.
Absolutely.
When you have, you know, you have players making more than the coaches, a lot more, I mean, then I think that kind of neuters power coaches
sure.
have as well.
I mean, that's Cora is the one that really got me thinking about this. Then Thibodeau happened in the last couple days, and then Sturm. But with Cora, he can't put Rafi Devers at first because Rafi Devers said, no, I won't go to first. So he's less powerful than the player, the best player on the team. He can't keep Crochet in because Breslow and his nerds sent him a package of papers that says you can't keep Crochet in tonight. It's like neutered. Like, the players tell me what to do. The management tells me what. When do I get to decide what I do? And yet he has to come on WEEI and we say, wow, I mean, Wiggy's asking, should he be fired? Well, I don't know. What do I blame on him, and what do I not blame on him?
I think this is an interesting conversation. Let's flush it out. I was listening to you guys yesterday talking about the Nuggets and Mike Malone. And why did Mike Malone get fired? A fascinating read. I'm surprised it didn't get more kind of play and talked about was the reason he got fired was they did an expose on ESPN. It's basically because the general manager wanted – Mike to play the young guys where Mike Malone was leaning on the veterans and particularly Russell Westbrook. He kept playing Russell Westbrook, and that was really ticking off, I guess, the general manager. And supposedly within the walls of their facility, all the staffers that work for the Denver Nuggets, it's almost as if the two men made every staffer pick a side. Are you on Mike Malone's side? Are you on the general manager's side?
Right.
And which side are you on? So another kind of reason why coaches are neutered is because general managers are sticking their noses in even more probably now than they did, you know, 20 years ago. So there's a lot of factors in why I think coaches don't have the yield of power they used to.
Teddy, we don't get to play the breaking news sounder often enough, so hell, let's do it, Stiz. Let's go to breaking news out of the NFL.
Let's go, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Sure.
Ah, you just said it.
No, I didn't. I said puh.
That's all I need. Are they
word
signing
out
Aaron Rodgers?
Pensacola, Florida.
Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers.
Yeah, word out of Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers has
told
the Steelers he will sign a contract and attend minicamp next week. Mandatory minicamp is next week, so he will be with the Pittsburgh Steelers. What a putt?
Just, yeah.
Can you say that word?
A puh.
Rhymes with bud. He calls me just bud. He just called Aaron Rodgers something different.
That guy. Okay.
Is the NFL better or worse with Aaron Rodgers in it this year for us as just fans from afar looking at the Steelers?
It's a storyline.
It's an absolute storyline because he is interesting, right? Like, you may hate him. A lot of people despise him. But you do the hate listen. You do the what stupid things you're going to say about COVID and a vaccine now. Like, Everybody hates him, but if he goes away, you'd be like, huh, kind of miss that entertainment value.
It's content.
Yeah.
I don't find him interesting, though. Like,
really?
There's nothing about his personality that is like, there's not a dynamic piece to him.
I love him. He tweaks people.
Okay.
All right. People like Stiz get so angry.
So just
like
being an
balls
a-hole
up his
is,
fists.
Is interesting? Just
yeah.
being an a-hole? Okay.
Well, no.
So
no,
you
no,
define
no.
interesting differently.
The
than I
interesting
do.
Part is the ability to get some guy from Chelsea, Massachusetts all worked up by just going on
yeah,
the
I mean, you know,
podcast.
He's only potentially maybe killing people with his anti-vax takes. But yeah, I mean.
Stiz, go, buddy. So what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think he's a douche. I think he thinks he's the man. And, you know, I think he has ridiculous conspiracy theories. And when you have that big of a platform and you're going on another large platform like McAfee and you're shouting out anti-vax conspiracy theories, I think that's dangerous. Yes, absolutely.
So I think petty. It's an interesting marriage. Too.
So petty.
Mike Tomlin, who is the I always go 9-8 coach and all that, with Aaron Rodgers, the circus just came to town. The Steelers, one of those aged Rooney family, you know, organizations that doesn't make
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now they're bringing Aaron Rodgers, the ultimate clown and circus from the NFL the last 2 to 3 years, And the other issue here is he any good? Is he still good? Does he still bring value to the Steelers who, I mean, Rodgers to DK Metcalf? I guess you could say one of the all-time great Hail Mary deep ball throwers now throwing it up to DK Metcalf down the field. Could that be fun? I don't know. I think this is really interesting for just sort of a casual non-Steelers sports
fan.
It is.
It makes the Steelers more interesting. I think the Steelers have lost their way. I think they're hitching their wagon to this guy is kind of just a sign of really how far this franchise has fallen. I think they've lost their identity. I don't think they know what they want, how they want to do it. And so I just think this is a bad, bad signing for the Steelers. And good luck with that, man. It does make it more interesting, but I just think the Steelers, they're going to have – it's not going to be a good season for them.
Dan Ball, and yes to the texter who asked if your name is Dan Ball, one word, all connected. Yes, your name is Dan Ball. It's all connected.
Dan,
Dan
yes.
Ball.
I don't know if you've ever called Dan just by his real first name.
It feels like I have to say Dan Ball.
Yeah.
I think Dan's too short.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, says the –
takes one to know one.
Short guy.
Let's go, Dan Ball.
Roger Goodell got exactly what he wanted in this one. Week number one, Aaron Rodgers will face off against – the New York Jets.
Oh, let's go.
So, and then they also have the Packers on the schedule on Sunday Night Football in week 8. So maybe they had a little bit of an idea this might have been happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was, I saw as recently as a week ago, Rodgers was like, what about another team that might be coming to Chicago? Or like he's been
so
teasing
this.
He loves it. He loves it. He's an attention whore or hound,
God.
Whichever makes sense.
He is. Both. So. The Steelers got other things. Mason Rudolph, he's in the news.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just that's kind of a dumpster, a dumpster fire that Steelers.
A little bit,
like the one outside Fenway.
Yep,
like the one outside Fenway, and sometimes inside Fenway. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is Thursday, 3:30. That means we'll talk a little OTAs, Patriots, Drake May, bounce back days, and all that with Tom Curran. But first, Dan Ball gives us what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.